Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A woman's death in central west New South Wales has sparked an investigation. Police discovered her body in a house at Forbes after receiving reports of concern. The woman's believed to be in her late 20s. A man has been apprehended in Fifield and is assisting with inquiries. The Victorian woman accused of poisoning three people with a deadly mushroom meal is willing to stay in custody for over a year if her case is heard near her home. Erin Patterson's lawyer argues for a local hearing, citing powerful reasons related to her community. However, the nearby magistrate's court is booked solid. The magistrate expressed concerns about the lengthy wait, but will decide on a possible shift to Melbourne next month. Police are trying to track down 12 men as part of a probe into the riot which erupted outside a church in Sydney's west. Around 2,000 people gathered near the church in Wakeley last week after a bishop and a priest were stabbed. Acting Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland says they've released photos of the men they want to speak to.
This group of 12 is probably the main people we want to speak to start with. Again, their actions at that time obviously influenced others to take action at that time.
The winds of change are blowing through the global economy and Australia might feel the chill. But despite the shaky ground, the government is still aiming for a second budget surplus next month. And Aussie researchers have given a slimy salute to Robert Irwin by naming a new snail species after him. The Robert Irwin banded snail joins 14 other newly discovered Figuladra types in Queensland. The GWS Giants face a crucial week with Toby Green and Jesse Hogan's one-game bans on the line. The club will challenge the suspensions at the AFL Tribunal, hoping to have them available for the Lions clash. Meanwhile, West Coast Tom Barras will also contest his one-week suspension for rough conduct. North Melbourne is the only winless team left in the AFL thanks to a 45-point loss to Hawthorn. And Max Verstappen reigns supreme in a dramatic Chinese Grand Prix. Young Aussie Oscar Piastri impressed with an eighth-placed finish.